New Hampshire's best-known icon has long been the Old Man of the Mountain, a granite outcropping that looked uncannily like the profile of a face staring out over one of the state's most beautiful mountain passes. Yesterday, the old man collapsed. His demise is believed to be from natural causes. Apparently, the rock simply broke away and fell off. Trish Anderton of New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
Cynthia Savoy and a co-worker were doing their usual round Saturday morning, cleaning up trash along the highway that runs by the old man's perch.
And we got out, and you just automatically look up, and it wasn't there. And we just couldn't believe it. It was just like, oh, my God.
The news spread rapidly. By midday, people were pouring into Franconia Notch State Park. They piled out of their cars with kids, dogs, cameras, and binoculars, and stood gaping up at the spot where the rock formation had been. A helicopter landed and took off repeatedly, ferrying people up for a closer look. George Bald is New Hampshire's Commissioner of Resources. Bald isn't given to displays of emotion, but he choked back tears as he recalled the moment he heard the news.
I guess, and honestly, I felt like I did when I was told that my father passed away. It's so important to the state. It really is a heartbreaker and very difficult to take, and I'm sure all the citizens of the state feel the same way.
Most states have a polite but distant relationship with their official symbols. New Hampshire has a love affair with the old man. The profile graces every state highway sign and driver's license. It decorates license plates, and it's the image on New Hampshire's quarter. Many here in the Granite State see it as a symbol of Yankee hardiness and independence. Arriving on the scene yesterday, Republican Governor Craig Benson at first seemed determined to restore the geological formation.
Today we'll reflect on our loss. Tomorrow, we'll put forth that hard work and determination of the people in New Hampshire and begin to rebuild what was.
Pressed for details, the governor would say only that he's appointing a commission to come up with a plan for the site. The old man's demise isn't a total surprise. In 1958, workers installed cables to hold his forehead in place. Every year, they rappelled down the face to put epoxy in the cracks in the stone. But like many people, Franconia resident Roxy Wessels never expected the profile to fall in her lifetime. Wessels and her 10-year-old daughter Alice say traveling the nearby highway will be a little lonelier now.
Every time we go by,
I always look up there. But now when you go by, it's like looking up there and seeing rock, just rock.
For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Franconia Notch, New Hampshire.